You're listening to KPAF AM 890. If you're listening right now, you're one of the few scattered residents that still have power, or at least some battery-operated equipment. This is Nick Charles, and I hope that you're doing well. This morning, Mayor Otaro's office announced two separate locations to pick up emergency food and supplies following the near-complete loss of power around 4 a.m. this morning. The locations for food, water, and basic first aid supplies are City Hall and Springwell Elementary on Apple Street. All supply stations will be open until 6:30 p.m. to allow residents to return home in time for curfew. Springwell Electric is calling the power failure catastrophic and has been working with Air Force personnel to diagnose the source of the problem. An unexpected rush for basic supplies like water and canned goods has moved Meg's Market to begin customer rationing to ensure that everyone is able to get what they need to weather the storm. This strange electrical storm that began Sunday night has shown no signs of weakening. Springwell Fire reports that they have responded to multiple fires caused by lightning strikes, and Springwell General Hospital has reported a half a dozen minor injuries related to the fires, but thankfully, no one has been seriously hurt. Shotgun Sam's announced at closing today that nearly all of their firearms and ammunition have been sold in the last 24 hours. Sam said that they do not expect to be restocked for at least 2 weeks. Sheriff Wilcox has announced the temporary closure of all roads leaving Springwell in an effort to apprehend the stranger wanted in connection of the death of Luke McKnight. The Sheriff's Department has enlisted the aid of military personnel to man the roadblocks around the clock. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of the motorcycle-riding stranger should contact the Sheriff's Department immediately. And please, if you see anything crazy going on right now, we need to know about it. Please feel free to call me here at the station. And wouldn't you know it? Looks like a few of you are still up and listening. Let's take a few calls. You're on KPAF. How are you holding up?
Nick, it's me. Do you remember what we talked about?
Of course, Layla. For those out there listening, if anyone has any information on the whereabouts of Luke McKnight, please contact me or talk to Layla at Meg's Market. And if our mysterious caller can hear us, please don't hurt our friend. I know Luke could get rowdy sometimes over at Moonlighters, but he's never hurt anyone. And he has a 12-year-old daughter. She's already lost her father once.
Just tell us what you want. We'll come get him, no questions asked. Just don't hurt him anymore.
Layla, just listen, stranger. We don't have much, but we will do whatever we can to get our friend back. And honestly, it seems like you have bigger fish to fry at this point. Is it ridiculous to ask to let him go? Layla, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to let you go. We're getting more calls. You're on KPAF.
What if it's ever dumbass living in this country that blocks the roads with our military? No one's allowed to leave town. What the blazes is going on?
Ah, yes, the roadblocks. I understand you might be concerned, but you see, there's a manhunt going on, and our friend, we're trying to find him.
Now, my chance. We're living in a no police state, but now I'm supposed to just get my trailer while the whole blasted sky comes down. I'm out of town, especially when I see cattle on the road, open up like sardine cans. This place is starting to look like Dr. Frankenstein's tool shed.
Cattle?
Cattle!
Now, let's not get carried away by hysterics. We're all a little stressed right now with the weather and police reports, but panicking won't help the situation.
Thank you, Kevin.
I have no idea what to say to that. You're on KPAF.
Nikki, what is going on around here? Is the whole blasted world going up in smoke?
Hey, Miss May. Please don't you worry about that power. The roadblocks, they will let you through for emergency supplies.
Supplies? Honey, I got a chest freezer that can fit a buffalo out back, and it's filled with steak and hot legs. But Lupita's ain't answering their phone, and last time I talked to Raul, he said that he won't deliver to me anymore. What have I done, Nikki?
Miss May, Hattie, the power's out, and most places are closed right now. I don't think that Lupita's can bring you anything, even if they wanted to.
I don't understand why you folks never have power. We're doing fine out here. Heck, the labs have spotlights scanning the sky right now. I can see them from my porch. And I just want to say to Raul, if you're out there listening, I didn't mean it when I said your salsa tasted like it was made by a Puerto Rican. It's plenty spicy. And Leroy loves it more than anything.
Hattie May, you told Raul his salsa was Puerto Rican?
And, I might have said something about his sister.
Oh, no, Hattie May, what have you done?
But it's true. She may not realize a Medicaid card and a miniskirt do not belong on the same woman. But I was hungry, and Raul was making a fuss. He could have told me about the tacos, Nikki. But now, I didn't know this could happen. Let's talk, Raul!
I'm sorry, Miss May, but I'm not getting involved in this one. Folks, I know things are a bit crazy right now, but it's under control. We can get through this. We're gonna get through this. KPAF, you're on the air.
3 nights now, Nick. Now you can hear it all over the airwaves. It's military bands, powerful and steady pulses, coded chatter. You ain't gonna stop a military exercise with the power of positive thinking.
Military bands? Listen, Jim, I'm not sure I care right now about your theories or...
Last night, you know, your buddy and Ass Luke, smart guy, is definitely getting worse. GM out.
GM, hello? KPAF, you're on the air.
I don't know what's going on, but I swear my washing machine just floated out from my barn along with my gold rivers and things. Ain't right around here.
Okay. Enough of the jokes. None of us are enjoying this, but let's make the best of it. KPAF, you're on the air.
If I agree with your previous caller about getting out of town, something ain't right. In no way, no how, I'll let some glorified G.I. Joes tell me where I can't go.
Listen, it's best for everyone's safety if we just shelter in our homes and wait for this to pass.
Don't tell me what's best. They want to take my freedom, and I promise you, they're going to see my freedom locked and loaded when I get down to the city limits.
Listen to me. Listen, don't do anything crazy.
Crazy? They ain't seen anything crazy until they try to control the freedom.
Okay. Residents of Springwell, please, if you can hear me, keep calm and respect the curfew. This is only a temporary situation. Everything's going to be fine. Just remain calm, respect the curfew, and stay home. KPAF, how are you tonight?
Nick, Sheriff Wilcox, these crazy cones out here posing in your mind. You even hear yourself? You think Luke's alive, and these fools out here talking about floating wash machines and military exercise. They keep it up, man. I'm about to spray the whole desert down with more Armagon. And by the way, anybody want to come out to these here roadblocks and test me and my boss for... You're more than welcome to take home some lead donations for your help.
Sheriff, I really don't think you should be talking. I mean,
listen to me. Listen. Anybody caught breaking my curfew is gonna have plenty to worry about. And that motorcycle riding friend of yours is public enemy numero uno. Oh yeah, I know you out there listening. And I'm mad you. I'm gonna break my foot.
Thanks for calling, Sheriff. God, speed on the manhunt. But that's all the time that we have, guys. Please, please, folks, if you can hear me, respect the curfew and get your supplies early tomorrow. With any luck, this will all be over tomorrow. This is Nick Charles signing off. We now return to your regularly scheduled military programming.
KPAF is a division of McGuire Broadcasting, providing music and news to the men and women of the armed forces. The views and opinions expressed during this local news and event updates are not necessarily shared by the McGuire Broadcasting and its subsidiaries.